Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Reish Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. So this is Si'ifim, Simin Taf Hei, Si'ifim Ches and Tes, and Be'ez Hashem will try to finish Simin Taf Hei today. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yatzal L'das V'chziru of the Chavim. Let's say you left your Tchum on purpose, and then Goyim brought you back. Ein Lo Al Arba Amos. So then you only get Dal Ramos. Umiyu M'chziru Li'iro. But if they bring you back to your city, Amukhefes Mechitzos L'dira, and it's a city that's surrounded by walls, and those walls are meant ledira, then kulak arbamos, then your whole city has a din of arbamos. So if you're in the middle of nowhere and you purposely go outside of your tchum and the guy bring you back to within your tchum, within the middle of nowhere, you only get dalaramos. But if you left the city and you went outside your tchum and they dump you back in your city, you can go throughout the whole city. Not only that, even if you left purposely and came back purposely, the guy didn't bring you back, you walked right back in. You're still allowed to go. And then you decide you want to do tshuva, you feel bad about what you did. So you want to do the right thing. You're allowed to go within the entire city, because the whole city is considered to be Dalaramas. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah v'chziru l'tchumo. The guy brought you back into your tchum. Ella arba amos. In order to be able to walk more than Dalaramas, you need the leaving and the coming back to have been ba'ones. But over here, you left on purpose. Li'iro, but if they bring you back to your city, Sheshavas ba'mi bod yom, where you started Shabbos, then you get that whole city. Aval mi'luchu li'iracheres in lo'el ha'ra'amos, kivin she'atzim mitchum ha'ladas, kum ha'shkazim b'sevav. But if they dump you into a different city, then you only get Dalaramas, since you left on purpose. Ha'mukefas mechitos, ayin b'ralach ma'shk'savnu b'zeh. L'dira, v'u adinim v'u'oseh musukan. So if it's hukaf ledira, or there's tzuras haPesach in every mavui, so kula karbamos, the whole city is like dalaramos. Kivin sheshavas ba mibod yom, since you started Shabbos there, umikol makom asulo lates chutzalo afilu ama achas, but you're not allowed to go outside of it even by one ama. Kivin dal kol panim yatzim idas hivsit chuma, because since you left on purpose, you lost your tchum. Siftas. Up until now, we've been talking about people that left their tchum and then came back. What if peros left their tchum? Someone carried these peros outside of the tchum and brought them back, even b'mezid, lo hifsidu mekomim. They do not lose their original tchum. Shekol yir lehem ka'arba amos v'chutzala alpayim amos l'kal ruach k'betchila. They get to be carried throughout that entire city, and 2,000 amos around the city. Imu yomtov, provided that it's yomtov, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry anything unless you have an Erev. So v'imuk Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos, mutar b'achilu b'mekomam, you're allowed to eat them where they are. V'afilu la'oso Yisrael shechziru l'tarko b'mezid, and even the Jew who brought them back on purpose for his own needs is allowed to eat them. My time, why is it that the peros don't have the same limitations that people have? Because anusim heim, the peros are always on us. They don't get to make decisions on their own. Let's see some Mishnah Berurah. Afilu b'mezid ratzolomer after l'gabe adam kaimelan la'eldim ayitziyayim. Even though when it came to a person, if he left on purpose, so that's it, he only gets dalet amos. Peros do not lose their original tchum because they're always an anus. If it's yantiv, you can carry it throughout the entire tchum. On Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to carry it even dalet amos, even within the tchum. Unless there was an Erev, then you would be allowed to carry it throughout the city, just not outside of the city. That it even chaps an afkamina for Shabbos with the peiros, as far as eating it. That within the four amos of where they are, where they've been brought back to within the tchum, you're allowed to eat them. V'afilu lo'osu Yisrael, even the Jew who b'mezid brought them back. Even though generally, when it comes from outside the tchum, it's also for the person who they were brought for. This is better, because over here they went back to the place where they started Shabbos. So that's better than just Stam being brought into from somewhere distant. Anusim heim, the peros are anusim. Ratzalomer d'afshel. Even though the person brought them out amazed, haperos atzman anusim may be itziyasan bechazirasan. Vayim kadam shotziu banos v'chziru l'sevei. The peros themselves didn't get to make any decision. So it's the equivalent of a person being being schlepped here and there. And therefore you're allowed to eat them as well. Weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, as long as these parasites have not been brought back and they're still outside of their location, if they were brought out b'shogeg, mutar m'lachlam, you're allowed to eat them, but you can't bring them more than 4 amos away. If you brought them out b'mezid, then no matter who, nobody's allowed to eat them. But some say that the person who didn't bring them out, anyone who's not the guy who brought them out, is allowed to eat them. So it says the Mishnah Berurah Memchas Mutar Liachlam Sham Bein La Anashim Achirim Shem Sham Makom Peiros Bein La Motzi Atzmo. That in the case of Peros that remain outside the tchum, anybody is, if they were brought out b'shogeg, anybody is allowed to eat them. Vasal tatlam chutzar b'amos, but you're not allowed to carry them more than 4 amos. Gmvurlel b'siv hey gabi adam dafilu yatzar shalol ledas ein lo el arba amos. Just like we said by a person that even if he goes out shalol ledas, he only gets dalad amos. But then we said that if they were brought out b'mezid, then it's asul achlam aval tatla mutter. But they're not muktzah b'arba amos saying, and you're allowed to carry them within 4 amos. That's only if they were in a field. But if they were brought inside a city that is surrounded by walls, even though you did something terrible, you're allowed to carry them throughout the city, whether you took them out b'shogeg or b'mezid. And then we said it's usher for the person to eat them, even if he's not the guy that took them out. And even though if a guy brings it for you, it's only usher for the guy who it was brought for. Over here it's Maisa Shabbos of a Jew, that a Jew did this malacha, and therefore nobody's allowed to benefit from it. However, there are yesh matirim lemisha lo hotziyim, for the guy who didn't do the Avera. And it has to be that it wasn't done for him either. Because otherwise it would be usher according to this opinion as well. We pass like the first shita that it's usher for everybody. That is the opinion of the Rov HaPoskim. So what we learned today in Sifim Ches and Tes is that if a person willfully left his tchum and goyim put him back into his tchum or into a different city, he only gets dalet amos. But if they put him back into his own city, which has walls or an eruv, then he could walk throughout the entire city. Then we said if Peros left the tchum and returned, even if you did it on purpose, it's as if they never left. They get the entire city plus the 2,000 amos around it. But if the peros were taken out of the tchum b'shogeg and are still outside of the tchum, you can eat them, but you're not allowed to move them 4 amos. If you took them out b'mezid and they're still outside of the tchum, the guy who did it is not allowed to eat it. There's a machlokas about whether other people are allowed to eat it, and we are machmir on that machlokas. So Be'ezras Hashem, on Sunday we will learn Simin Tavva. On Monday, Tav Zayin breaks down nicely into one siman a day for the next couple of days. Everyone have an easy rest of the fast and a good Shabbos. Thank you for helping me pass the time over here.